Hey, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and we're going to talk about balance. When I started my business, the teachers that were the loudest in the self-development online space were telling a story that balance is a myth. And now I will call bullshit on that with all due respect to them. I think balance is necessary. I think balance creates prosperity. I think balance creates the energy you need to do the things that you need to do. If you spend all your time just doing one thing, it's going to feel really uncomfortable. And so I want to encourage you to incorporate balance into your life. And I have an intuitive card that's from a deck, Wealth and Wisdom deck, and it's about balance. And it gives a really great exercise on the card where you create lists. So one might be your personal life, your professional life, your spiritual life, or your energetic life, or your emotional life, whatever you want the columns to be. And then you list all the ways in which you are attending to that area of your life. And just, you know, be honest, flat out. And then you look at it and say, where is there more in one column than the other? Where is there not enough in the column? And it can help you start to make some choices and decisions about balance. Yes, for some of us, balance is going to look different every single day, but it becomes our job to reprogram ourselves to create balance. You can't just do work, and you can't just do play, and you can't just do all the spiritual. It all needs to be integrated. And that's how you start to create a happier life, a more prosperous life, a more joyful life. That's where you naturally slow down. You don't have to force yourself to go on vacation so that you can take a break. You'll just know. You'll just start to trust your own rhythms again. And so temporarily, it's kind of, my spirit guides are jumping in, they're saying it's kind of like creating a budget or a spending plan, so to speak, is that you first get clear about how you're using all of your energy, your time, your resources. Look for where there's an imbalance. Look at these three categories and see where there's an imbalance. And then you start to make adjustments. Because my thought is, when you do this, and I've done it too, every time I look at it and I can say, ah, Amy, you're hiding behind one area of your life. Whether it's, for me, it's either I hide behind work or I hide behind spirituality. I'll spend a lot of time on my spiritual and personal development and a lot of time on work, but everything else in my life, I'm not spending nearly enough time. I'll say things like, well, you know, the TV's on while I'm working, but that's not the same thing as just chilling and watching TV. And so to create more balance, I've made Saturdays sacred space. I used to, for those of you that have been on my newsletter for a while, I used to send a message on Saturday and I would get up and actually read the energy on Saturday. I didn't pre-plan that because I'd like to tune into the energy of the day and prepare a message. Well, while it doesn't take me a long time to do it because I'm so used to doing it, it still did put a stop in the day for a period of time. And I was like, you know, doesn't leave me just wide open space when I wake up on Saturday to be who I want to be. And so I had to cut that out. I had to find another way to promote myself. I had to find, I didn't replace it, so to speak. I just was like, I'm going to let it go. And the first two Saturdays that it was gone, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I got up and I watched College Game Day and I cooked food and I did all my, I was like, wow, I have a Saturday. What is this? Because I usually take Friday off, or I'll still might work on something on Friday for a little bit, but it's a different vibe. It's not like my work week vibe. And then, and also because I knew I had to do the thing on Saturday. And so now that I have Friday, if I need to do a little overflow, I'll do it on Friday. And now I have Saturday off. I might do now I'm doing something on Sunday evenings, but even that is to create more spaciousness in another day. And it just rearranging it and feeling into it felt wonderful. So I would I'll encourage you, it's a break free moment. So I have an intuitive message, a card. It's called Break Free, and it's all about doing something different to get a different feel and flow in your life. And you may return back to the old routine, but now you're returning to it from a different place. I know I probably won't ever bring back the Saturday intuitive message again. And I was just sending it to my list for free. You know, I wanted to serve in that way. And now that I don't do it, I'm focusing that energy elsewhere. And I find that my weeks are more enjoyable. So balance. Where could you create more balance? And even if you don't do the exercise that I recommended in this show, you can sit with this, you can meditate on this, and you can get divine guidance. If you ask, Spirit, show me where there is imbalance in my life, I promise you within 24 to 48 hours, you're going to get a very clear sign of where that imbalance is. Or you can phrase it, Spirit, show me how to create more balance in my life. And then all of a sudden, you might be in a conversation with someone and they're like, hey, I started doing this and I shifted things around here. And so then there's your sign. And then you might hear somebody else say, like, you know, I get off 2 hours earlier now on Wednesday and I go to yoga. And you're like, oh, wow, getting off 2 hours early and going to yoga. You may not do that thing, but it's now you have some insight as to where you can start creating more balance in your life. Your intuition will fire and you'll get a very clear message from within as to what to do. So first you'll get some signs and then it'll make it all make sense is the way I tell myself the way it all works. It's you'll get some spark that you're like, oh, that's exactly what I need to do, right? And it could be very direct in the sense that all of a sudden you're presented with an opportunity where you have to make some adjustments in your schedule and in your life. What I'll say to you is this, if you're sensing you need more balance in your life, there's a reason. And you don't want it to show up in your body, right? So you don't want to be forced into creating balance. You want to attempt to the best of your ability. Sometimes we just have to be forced. And I don't think be mean to yourself or be afraid of this message I'm giving you. But if you're sensing you do need to create balance, I would encourage you to make that a priority now. Whatever you're being called to do, just do it. Even if you're resistant to it, even if you're like, no, 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 I'd say just go ahead and do it. Because on the other side of it, only good can come from the change you make. Only good can come from it. That's it. If you let it go, you increase the probability of something you don't want showing up, and then you have to course correct. You have to course correct. Now you get some options. So take advantage of the option of balance and choose balance and just start letting things go that don't serve you well. If you had asked me a month ago, would I ever give up doing a reading on Saturday and sending it to my list? I was like, no. Even if I am dating, I'll still get up and I'll do it and I'll have my coffee and it's going to be great. And now that I let it go, I got the message to let it go. I'm like, oh, I couldn't imagine ever bringing that back. And it's not like, you know, I had a client reach out to me on a Saturday, this past Saturday, and she wanted to do a session. And I was in a place where I'm like, yeah, I can do a session. No problem. It rolls off for me. Sitting and having conversations with people and reading energy, that's easy, you know, but writing is a whole different mindset. So I'm sharing this with you because try not to be black and white with this creating balance, you know, really feel into it and make choices and decisions that feel right. Every time I try to say like, no work on this day, I always find a way to work, right? But what I am doing is creating more spaciousness in my life, more inspired action as opposed to have to do this thing. So I say create more room for inspiration, for following your heart, spontaneity, pursuing something that just, oh, that sounds really good. Let's do that. That sounds so good. And whether you have to rearrange your finances so that you can have that spaciousness, whether you have to rearrange your schedule, whether you have to rearrange your relationships, be willing to do so so that you can have that break free and just get a different flow of energy in your life. You'll be amazed by who you are. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this show. If you are looking for an intuitive coach, you want some an energy in your life to support you, to keep you pointed in the direction of what you want, you're focused on your truest desires, manifesting, spirituality, trusting your intuition, then I would love to be your coach. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.